Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Let's dive right in, Bobby. I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you saw this, but how ridiculous is it that the NFL would say, oh, we can go play games and bang around on each other, but no post-game handshake and no jersey swap after the game? What sense does that make?
It makes no sense. I thought it was interesting. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, he addressed this on Twitter. I think it was yesterday or something. He goes, well, it's just damn silly. And he left it at that. And if you look at it, I mean, I know the NFL and the NFLPA, they're looking at the new rule changes and what role they're going to play to make sure the 2020 season can be played as safely as possible. When you look at the hand-to-hand combat that you have in a game and what occurs between players, is that and then Deshaun Watson went on to say, then explain to me, why are they allowing us to even play at all? Considering that, you know, you're not going to be able to shake hands at the end of a game, considering you've had hand-to-hand combat throughout the game, or if you swap a jersey. I mean, that's getting a little ridiculous when you look at it from that point, but the NFL will also not require coaches and players standing on the sideline of the games to wear a mask, but will strongly encourage that they do. Now, and the players sitting on the bench will have to wear a mask. So think about the confusion there. Okay, let's say a coach wants to put you in and you're sitting on the bench. I guess, do you just stand up the whole time? And you never sit on the bench? I mean, you stand up and, okay, I'm standing up now. I don't have to wear a mask. Or if I'm coming from sitting down on the bench, I take off the mask. Then they put me in the game. No, it's just ridiculous. To me, that's overboard when you look at it and they're trying to address whether you're wearing a mask or not in a football game, considering how the close contact that you have throughout the game, especially the guys in the trenches, and then defensive backs against receivers, bump and run, and all that, and how the hand-to-hand combat that you have throughout a game. So I thought it was kind of silly, and I definitely agree with Deshaun Watson, is that that's one rule. I don't know who thought of this within the NFL Player Association, but that there was no there should have been a pushback. There's no rhyme or reason to have that kind of rule, considering how the game is played.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You can sit on the bench, you got to wear a mask, but if you're standing on the sidelines, and Bobby, you played this game. How many times were you in that building and you couldn't hear the person trying to talk to you, but you could read their lips?
Yeah, you can read their lips. And Christian, I don't know, you as a quarterback, when you're in the huddle, you're not whispering. You're going to be calling a play out loud, and so I don't know how you can avoid that. And then in intense battle, you can have a verbal confrontation with an opponent or even amongst your teammates, and it's all in the competition. So, I don't know how you're going to combat that. To me, you just have to, once they decide to play the games, just play the games, and if someone tests positive, then you have to go in quarantine, or you might have to quarantine a number of players. That's why I think you have to have expanded rosters and, so to speak, next man up, and who's available to continue the season and be able to play in the NFL.
Bob, Bobby Malcolm Jenkins, Saints safety, took to his Instagram, and I'll read what he posted. Quote, "We can honor the Jewish heritage and trauma while staying focused on what matters. Jewish people aren't our problem, and we aren't their problem. Let's not lose focus on what the problem truly is, and that is black lives still don't matter in this country. Plus, push this energy toward arresting and convicting the killers of Breonna Taylor and burning systemic racism to the ground," end quote. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he's avoiding the comment or the issue with DeSean Jackson. I think he should have challenged DeSean Jackson. He knows him. It was a teammate of his with the Eagles. And just say, before you putting anything out there, you can't be ignorant. You have to understand, what you're saying. And, you can have an apology and all that, but you look at all the flag that Drew Brees has been thrown at him. And, I told you the word never. That's where Drew got in trouble with that. But I even heard, like, Eminem has a song, like, F Drew Brees in it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Drew Brees is a good guy. He is a guy that you want to have those type of leaders, whether you're white, black, or whatever, in a community. But then when never challenging DeSean Jackson, when he's saying basically the Jews will extort America and their plan for world domination won't work if the African-Americans know who they are. I mean, that's anti-Semitism. And for Malcolm not to even address the Holocaust and what the Jewish people were facing and the persecution. So I think you can acknowledge the cause and what we're dealing with right now, but you can't just sweep under the rug. And he needed to challenge, I think, DeSean Jackson, his teammate, more.
This one coming down just a few moments ago. Bucks pass rusher Shaq Barrett has notified the team that he officially has accepted his franchise tender, but with an asterisk. He also filed a grievance with the NFLPA. Getting tagged as a defensive end, not a linebacker. And the difference there is $2 million between a defensive end and a linebacker. So stay tuned on that one.
Yeah, that's going to be challenged very similarly. Remember with Jimmy Graham?
Yep.
Is he a pure traditional tight end? Or, then you look how many snaps he lines up at in the slot or out on the edge, like a traditional wide receiver versus in line, the tight end position. So I can see that being challenged depending on the number of snaps, whether you're a defensive end or outside linebacker. And that's something that will be challenged because that's a lot of money. Now, I think what the NFL will do whenever we get a roster, you look at the roster, Jimmy Graham was never noted as a wide receiver. He was a tight end. So with Shaq Barrett, I mean, it'd be like, is he listed as outside linebacker or a defensive end? So that's from a legal perspective. That's someone to decide above you and I's pay grade, but it definitely can be challenged.
A good text here, Bobby, from 504-260-1870. Is the NFL going to allow Drew to lick his fingers before he takes a snap? You know, Drew's constantly licking his fingers. I mean, what's the NFL going to say about that?
Well, when I was playing, I know I would have got fined every snap. And Chris, you remember I'd be spitting.
You had spit on one of your face masks.
Yeah, you don't even realize, and you're spitting, and then I was conscious of that in a sense where if I had drool or spit on my face mask, I'd get my fingers and touch my face mask instead of always licking, my fingers like Drew does. So I guess if you're conscious of it, that you're trying to do something else, but that's going to be hard to monitor. As far as do you penalize the team or, delay of game or something if that occurs? But that's going to be interesting. And the same thing with baseball, how they're going to try and, licking your fingers and doing the different nuances that comes about with an athlete and your routine you have. Well, a lot of players they'll have to try or at least attempt, I guess, to change their routine.
A senator out of Missouri, Bobby, Josh Hawley, calling out the NBA. He posts on Twitter. He wrote a letter to the NBA commissioner. He says, if the NBA is going to put social cause statements on uniforms, why not quote-unquote support our troops or back the blue or Given how much money the NBA makes in China, how about free Hong Kong? He wrote Adam Silver a letter today to ask for answers. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski emailed the senator with a choice word that begins with F, and you know it. He had to later apologize, and it's turned into quite a mess.
Well, if you want social justice, you want it across the board. And you can't just be politically correct. You have to do the right thing and get a positive message out there throughout the community. So I think that's kind of a double standard, a little hypocrisy there. So, I think we have to be inclusive instead of exclusive as far as different aspects that need to be addressed or we need to recognize in a positive light.
Bobby, I'm going to ask you our WWL.com opinion poll online at WWL.com. In a way, do you think college football could be more exciting if they're just conference games because of, I mean, do we really like LSU beating up on said school just to get a payday? Do we really enjoy that, or do we really like the conference games that mean a lot more?
Well, as a fan, selfishly, yes. You want stiffer competition, and, boy, that's just tough to play an SEC schedule. You might look at the weakest team, whatever, Vanderbilt or whoever it might be, in a particular season. But I mean, if you're looking at truly, not from a selfish standpoint as a fan, but if you're truly trying to promote amateur athletics, and you're always going to haves and the have nots. I think it's most important that if LSU can play Texas San Antonio or because of their budget and especially Nicholls State, I think we need to have those kind of games for the future because I think it's good for college football. It's good for different programs and developing different athletes. You might have a diamond in the rough. Let's say who's playing at Nicholls State and LSU, and he gets that kind of exposure and then they having an opportunity maybe to play professionally. So, Christian, I'm for the utmost competition, but it's not the NFL where even the weakest NFL team, always has a chance to win. You can just look at the point spreads. But, like, for instance, we don't know if you're just playing within the conference or not, but you look like Louisiana Monroe. They're scheduled to play at Georgia, and they were scheduled to play at Arkansas. Well, that's a lot of money for that program in Monroe. Like I said, Nicholls State at LSU, Louisiana Lafayette was going to play SEC, the Missouri Tigers, and then Tulane, even though their game got canceled now because of the Big Ten situation where you only could play conference games, they're not going to play Northwestern up in Chicago, but they still have a game at Mississippi State. So that's important to them. Then Louisiana Tech and Baylor against Big 12. And Louisiana Tech also playing Vanderbilt. So I think for those type programs, they almost need to because of the athletic budget. So hopefully it's not just pure conference play. And like I said yesterday, I think the Big Ten jumped the gun. And what's going to come about, it'll be interesting. Of course, I think the SEC and the Big 12, they're kind of going the same route as far as decision. The Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, I think his name is, that he went on to say, I believe it's early to make that sort of decision, the Big 10, but perhaps they have a different perspective, so you can respect that. But the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, we've been saying this now for a month, month and a half. He says, we'll continue to meet regularly with our campus leaders in the coming weeks regarding the fate of fall sports. And he said, and he's continually saying that there should be more clarity by late July. But, Christian, late July is going to be here before you know it. It's not just going to magically disappear or you snap your fingers and So right now, I kind of agree with Las Vegas. When they got the odds on college football, I'm more optimistic about the NFL than college football. I think it's Las Vegas has it as kind of a 50-50 proposition, flip a coin basically, whether or not they're going to have college football this fall.
He's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby, have a good weekend, man. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, Christian, I'm going to see you on Tuesday. Monday, I have to get my every 5 years colonoscopy. So I'm looking forward to that on Monday.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't envy
you. Well, you got to get checked too, Christian. Come on. You got to man up.
Don't shame me. All right. I got you. Look, my grandfather died of prostate cancer.
Hey, Christian, I've been doing this for the past 20 years now. you know, when I hit 40. Because, you know, my dad, who just passed away, boy, that was a miracle in itself. He had colon cancer at 52 years of age and was on chemotherapy for a year, and he was able to beat it. They caught it early enough. And they were saying, I remember, if he just would have waited like a month, month and a half more, that it would have spread, and then he'd have had no hope. So that's why, you know, your
that's
prostate.
What happened with my grandfather.
Yeah, prostate, colon, as men, we need to man up and get that all checked for the not only for yourself, but for your family's sake.
Take care of yourself on Monday, man. I'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you later, right. K-Dog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.